All right, so this video, it's probably going to be like a 5-minute video, man. But this video, I wanted to make maybe like kind of like a part two for like the younger guys. If there is a younger guy who does watch this, I don't know the age demographic or anything, but there's a younger guy who watches this, man. I want you to remember, see, the differences between men and women is this. As a man, no matter how bad you fuck up, you can always go back out there and be better than you were before, okay? You always, from the age of 15 to 115, the only thing that's holding you back as a man is going to be you, ever. That's the only thing that's holding you back from bettering yourself, okay? Don't ever, like, I don't care what people in your neighborhood talk about you about, what have you. I don't care what it is. In every scenario, what gets a man to push himself forward is himself. Okay. Now he might, the outside influences may help sometimes, but ultimately it's on you. Okay. And since you as a man, see, as men, we are wanted because we provide and we're strong. That's why we're wanted. Okay. So you can open them. I don't care if you're working at the dollar store or you're working at, you know, McDonald's and you're just like mad at life and whatever. Look, man, you as a man, you can always turn it around. Sometimes it may take a month. Sometimes it may take a year. Sometimes it may take 3 years. But you can always go back and turn it around. You see, women don't have this option. Like I say in older videos, women's thing is, this is a line from the movie, from the first Blade Runner. But I'm going to change it, you know, to make it make more sense. Women's life. Between the ages of 16 to 25, their candle is going to burn three times as bright. They're going to have, like, and it's going to burn so bright, you can't see that the candle's burning out. You see what I'm saying? That's the issue that both sides have. And when they're especially between 16 and 25, see, when you're a 16 and 25 year old guy, it can be harder for you to see that her candle's going to burn out one day. Usually, like, and she and the women, like a lot of them, they don't start to see it until they start hitting 25, 26. Yeah, the candle's burning out. But it's like when they're in that prime, see, women, when that prime is up, a woman, there is nothing a woman can do to truly go back and get that naivety, pretty, youthful, you know, she can never go back and get that 16 to 25 year old period. Because that's the only time in her life where she's genuinely wanted, because she walks in a room just how she is. Okay. Unless it's a brothel and she's like 28, 29 and, you know, used up. But I'm talking like in the real world, those are only years where they are genuinely wanted. Okay. Simply because of what they are, and everything else is just some nonsense. But as a man, see, you can always, I don't care if you're a 45 year old man, just listen to me, and you got divorced from your wife or whatever, and she took the kids and blah, 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 and life is horrible. I get it. But see, you can always just snap out of it one day, start hitting the gym every day, start reading every day, you know, whatever your thing is, the better yourself is, you know, maybe your thing is you like to paint model trucks. Well, then paint model trucks, man, like work on yourself and get your thoughts together, because see, you can always, you will always be able to get up and do better than the last woman you had. Whatever the last woman you had who was like the goddess woman who was great and I loved her so much, I did everything for her and blah, 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 da, da, da. I guarantee you, you sit down and you just start working on yourself and let the past be the past and say, fuck it. And you go off working yourself. I guarantee you, you will find you will get a better situation than you had with the last one. It is what it is, man. It's that's just how it works. You see, you can always go off and do better, you know, because I don't know if you do like Reddit, but like I read a lot of those Reddit rooms with women over 30, women over 40, and all their stories are the same thing. They had a husband or a spouse when they were in their 20s. They thought they can keep doing better. So they divorced the husband and left the spouse or whatever. And then after that, it was just a long trail of getting pumped and dumped, men stealing all their money. while the husband or boyfriend that they left, he went off and got remarried. Now he has kids and they've been married for 10 years. Like, it's the same. like women's stories, like they always end up the same. But see, the thing, especially if you're a younger guy, See, women have a way of dressing up like a woman's whole thing is dressing up something to be false. That's her in order to please other people. You see, so they're never going to talk about these things like out in public. You're never going to hear them talking about it. Every now and then you may hear them talk about it over coffee at Starbucks or something like that. But they're not going to broadcast this on the Wendy Williams show, you know, on daytime television. Like, yeah, I should have stayed with that man I had when I was 20. Now I'm 45 and just getting fucked over all the time. See, as a man, you can get fucked over too. But the difference is, you can go back and you can fix it and then be better than you were last time. Women don't do that. They can't. That women, everything about a woman's life is a one shot. She has pretty much one good shot to get something off. And after that, it's just all down. She has one shot to go to the top of the mountain. And if she don't make it that one time, she's going to fall all the way back down, all the way, every single one of them. Like there are anomalies like the Kate Middleton or not Kate Middleton. The one who just married Prince Harry, Meghan Markle. She slipped through the cracks, you know, but most of them are not going to do that. Most of them, they're going to have one good shot between 16 and 25 to like, if this is the top of the mountain, they'll have that one shot to sprint to the top of the mountain. And then some of them, they get it. And others, they make it about here. And it's just, it's fall all the way back down. And every now and then you got a lucky bitch like Meghan Markle. She makes it, and then hangs out here, and it goes here, and it hangs out here, it goes here. And then she sprints on to the top. Every now and then they got the stamina. Stamina meaning how long they can hold on to their youth and beauty. Because like if Meghan Markle hadn't held on to her youth and beauty, Prince Harry wouldn't have even looked at her a half a time. You see what I'm saying? She was a lucky one, you see. But the overwhelming majority don't do. But as a man, all it really takes, let's just be real about it. As a man, the core, all it really takes is just getting that one lucky phone call from a job to get a much better paying job or win the lottery or something like that. Now all of a sudden, see, women's prostitution nature will come out full blast. Once it becomes clear you have a lot of money or you got a lot of status or what have you, or you got a great job, got that status and money, like their prostitution nature, they can't help but to let it out. They have to, like, it's like, oh, I need it. So like, as I say, as a man, if you're working at McDonald's right now, making minimum wage, you know, you're sharing a flat and you're eating ramen noodles and peanut butter for dinner. Man, like work, don't see. Step one, I say this, don't measure yourself up to other people. Okay, that's probably the biggest mistake. No matter what you're doing in life, no matter what you're doing, if you start to measure yourself up to other people, you will find someone who's doing something better than you. Okay, like I said, I got a flat in America, I got a flat here, I got land in America, I'm gonna build a house on the land in America, I got BMW. I wear all nice, you know, all I wear is when I'm not like freshly roll out of bed, all I wear is expensive suits all the time. And I guarantee it wouldn't take long. If I compared myself to other people, it wouldn't take long before I would find somebody who's doing it better than me. And it'll be easy for me to go, oh, well, I'm just not even worth it now because they did it better. So step one, don't compare yourself to other people. Step two, have respect, self-respect for yourself when dealing with women. Because so many times I see guys just deal with women's shit just because they're women. Like I said in a video yesterday, or I was talking to two girls yesterday. I flushed one girl's contact information down the toilet, not long after she gave it to me. Like I walked to the bathroom and flushed down the toilet because I watched a part of her nature come out and it disgusted me. I didn't say anything about it. I just flushed it down the toilet and kept moving. And another girl, I actually blocked her. I got her Facebook information and texted her, and she didn't text me back for a while. It was like 15, 20. Like I said, my thing is if a woman doesn't text you back in 10 minutes, block her. And 10 minutes is being, you know, courteous. Because if a woman likes you, oh, she's going to stop the world to respond to you. She's going to stop the world to read your text message. So if she doesn't do that, she that is right there. that is immediately some game. Now, after you block her, if she want to talk to you, she would find a way to contact you after that. All right. So just block her. Because like I said, it's not worth it dealing with women's games. So long story short, don't play in a women's games. If she's playing games with you, fuck her. Block her. Move on. Okay. Step three, build yourself up. And don't be afraid if you have to build yourself up from nothing. Okay. And I think that's another very scary part is the realization that you may have gone the complete wrong road in life and realizing that, like, let's just put it in relation. Like, let's say you're driving to like from Ohio to New York City. It's like, I think it's like 1200 miles or something like that. Or I don't know. It's like a 12-hour drive. And let's say you end up going on the wrong highway and you were headed to Florida for the last 6 hours. See, but you're wanting to go to New York City. For a lot of guys, it's too hard just to look at it and say, you mean I'm going to have to drive all the way back 6 hours and then start heading to New York City? Fuck it. I'll just go to Florida then. You see, like, that is a hard thing to do because, I mean, it's just the reality. No, you don't want to have to go back on everything you've learned all these years and then go, oh, I was going down the wrong path the whole time. Now I got to erase all that shit and start over. Like, don't be afraid of that, man, because, like, I'm telling you, don't be afraid of it. Like, learn to accept it because it's going to make you stronger and tougher in the end anyway when you do accept it. But, yeah, like, don't be afraid to have to make that six-hour backtrack trip to Ohio and then start a fresh trip on the right highway to New York City. Don't be – because, this goes in part to, I think, the second thing I touched on. We always have time, okay? As a man, you're not on a clock. Okay, a woman is pretty much after 25, a woman's always on a clock. She's always fucked up. See, she needs to do something right now, right now, right now, right here, right now, or else she's a loser, you see. As a man, you don't have a clock. And then women will try to force that mentality onto you. Like, there was a story I read where a guy, he was married with a woman, and I think he had like a master's degree or something like that, and he really wanted to go to medical school. He was 35 years old, and he was gonna give up his job and, you know, give up everything because he wanted to go to medical school. And his wife, she's like, no, you're 35. You won't be a doctor until you're 45, you know, because it takes like years of residencies and shit like that. Like, she goes, no, you won't be a doctor until you're 45. This is completely ridiculous. I'm leaving you if you do that. So he did it. She left 10 years later. Now he's Dr. So-and-so and she's single. Because like I said, women, they try to impose that those yearly clocks onto you because they have the clock. You see, they have to get a house by 30. They have to have two kids by 35. They have to have the nice car. They have to show their friends that they, you know, they have to do this. See, as a man, you don't have to do that. You don't have a clock. Okay. The only clock you have is when you die. That's your clock. See, you don't have these same clocks and pressures that, you know, see, all those clocks and pressures that came from women imposing that on men to fuel women's bullshit. That's where that came from. You don't have it. You can wake up as a man. Let's say you're 30 years old right now, right? And you divorced, blah, blah, blah. And you got to work on yourself. Well, as a man, you can wake up at 40. You can wake up at 45. You can wake up at 50. You can wake up at 55, 60, 65 and be like, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to start a family and go find a woman and do it. You see, now women can't do that. Women can't just go on cruise control and if you wake up at 45, like, I think I want to start a family. Like, that's how all those women end up in those Reddit rooms of women over 40 talking about, I love my best life. Like, no, you don't, bitch. You missed your boat. You missed it. There was a time for you to get on that boat and you missed having, you know, what you really wanted. So now you got to say you're happy with X. But see, you don't have that time period. So however long it takes you is however long it takes you. Some guys, they get lucky. The first shot they take, it's all good, you know. Other guys, they got to go out and practice for 3 years before they can make that first shot. Some guys, it may take 20 years. And nobody can tell you, like, when your time is going to be. Like, some guys, they go out there, the first girl they talk to, they end up marrying or having kids, and that's it. They never even did the whole date market thing. Other guys, they have to go out and trial and error until they find the one. Some guys never really find one that they really want to marry. It's just the nature of the game of humanity. But yeah, as a man, going back to the original topic, you can always get back up and fix it, no matter what you did. You can always do it. Women can't do that. Okay, once they hit 26, 27, it's all on a time clock for them. And that time clock in itself is repulsive to men. So yeah, that's it.